Radio.
This is Metal Radio. I'm Joe McElderry, presenting my own show on the station I grew up listening to, on FM, on digital, and online. This is Metal Radio. Now with the latest news, here is Simon Conway.
Thanks, Joe. The big spending cuts we keep hearing about could be scaled back if the situation with the economy changes. That's the message from Chris Huhne this morning. He's the first coalition cabinet minister to say the government could change its plans depending on how the economy's doing by the time of the next budget. The Lib Dem energy secretary's also told the Daily Telegraph he was sceptical about David Cameron's idea of introducing a tax break for married couples. Now, a big family event in South Tyneside's getting underway right now, with loads of services including childcare advice, victim support and child safety. It's happening at the Temple Park Centre in South Shields and it's on till 3 this afternoon. Dana Anderson from the council says in the past the event's brought in around 3,000 people.
When you see the young people and the children and the families having such a good time, it's really, really worth it. And I'm quite proud that, you know, we've got such a wealth of good services in South Tyneside.
We're going to find out tonight which X Factor contestants are coming back to the show. The four hopefuls are being kept secret. They've even arrived at rehearsal studios under blankets and jackets this week. Matt Cardle's one of the 12 finalists and he insists they don't know anything about the wildcards.
We're not too sure what's going on there, but we're all excited about it. Now there's been surprises all along the way, so this is another surprise. So we can't wait to find out what it is.
Sport now, and if you're a Newcastle United fan and you like Andy Carroll, I've got some good news for you. He's staying at the club for another 5 years. The 21-year-old striker from Gateshead has signed a new contract and he says he's looking forward to wearing the black and white shirt at least until 2015. Meanwhile, Sunderland's Jordan Henderson scored for England's under-21s last night against Romania. It finished 2-1 and the return game is on Tuesday.
Metro Radio weather with Tustain Motors in Ashington, Annick and now Berwick.
It's a dull, misty and drizzly morning, I'm afraid. It will become a bit drier as the day goes on, though, with highs of 15 degrees. It'll be foggy again tonight, but tomorrow is looking a lot better with plenty of sunshine around. You're up to date on Metro Radio. It's nearly 3 minutes past 10.
Quick, get in.